sign painter had kind of bread and butter letter styles, and then they had the things that were fancier. It mostly depended on the situation, including the client's budget, what they would use. But so often on wall painting, they would just get up there and they'd snap a couple of lines up there and they'd take a chalk and just rough in the letters, and then they would freehand the painting because it was the most economical way for them to make money at it, and it kept the price down for the client. And they got so good at this, because anything you do over and over and over again, you either get really good at it or you find something you are good at, something else you're good at. So even though you don't have absolutely perfect letters in terms of our typographical understanding of letters like Helvetica, you have something that reads at a distance that was very fast to do, and it has a really kind of a comfortable, very direct form that everybody can relate to. It was a skill that was really highly valued. And then just overnight, it was the opportunity for that was kind of gone. So you had signs like this that were part of the New Orleans landscape. When I came here at the end of 95, were just not there. You had a few corner stores that had the white sign with the black letters and the red letters that would say po' boys, Chinese takeout, fried chicken, a few other things on that, and that would be it. So I knew there was a tradition of sign painting in New Orleans. The premise that kept me going all these years, in addition to the fact that I'm pretty much a hybrid, I was taking from type and calligraphy and whatever else. I went to school to study hand engraving. Every branch of the lettering arts has its own vernacular, its own special strengths and liabilities. And if you kind of combine all those together, you start putting together something that is bigger than any one of them. That's a big advantage. As .com started revving up in San Francisco, we decided to move to New Orleans, and that was the end of 95, and we opened up on Magazine Street, because coming to a place that didn't know anything about us, wanting to start brand new, we realized that you have a lot of choices when you're in a creative field about how you want to operate. You can try to get a job working for somebody else who's already established. You can establish yourself independently. And you can, so many ways to do the marketing. The creative side is one part, the marketing is the other side of it. So we said, well, if we open up a store on Magazine Street, which 20 years ago was not really spiffy, but was well-traveled, and we hang out a shingle, we'll find out, do they want hand-painted signs or don't they? So we started making little signs to hang in the front, made a little gallery space and made little things that had nothing to do with the custom commercial signs that we were making for people that actually kept the door open. But when you decide to do a retail location that is part of, is not necessarily the main focus of your vision, but which does represent your particular voice or style, you get to see firsthand what people's response is to it.
There's a
really cool community here in New Orleans, but it crosses a lot of artificial barriers. They may do this one thing for a living, but they're also aware of everybody else. And I think that was probably always here, but I've watched it grow up in the 20 years I've been here around some of the processes that were declared obsolete, and when people have said, no, we're not accepting that. And some of the old sign painters really resented it and just said, I'm not showing nobody nothing. But I didn't have that experience. I mean, I had people tell me, you can't do this because you're a girl. Because girls aren't supposed to climb ladders and they're not supposed to. I had a man tell me I couldn't possibly learn hand engraving because women don't have strong enough wrists. But after I studied hand engraving for 6 months, 5 days a week, 8 hours a day at a little clock school that had a class in hand engraving, I learned that it's finesse, it's not strength. So you have to be careful. If you want to do something, you have an idea, you have a vision, and you want to do something, you can't just necessarily let people tell you it's impossible. No. And we have a lot of creativity within the confines of what people need, and sometimes that's the creative part of it. In the French Quarter, your sign is the size of a postage stamp because you get 30 square inches per linear foot of face. So if you've got an 8-foot storefront, that's like a sign this big. So you've got to get the most excitement and legibility, and with all the other signs competing for attention, that sign really has to have something to draw them in. Otherwise, they're going to walk right by your store. So we get to figure out, you know, what will make this sign work for people. If you have a balcony on your store, and the sun is not shining directly on your storefront, and you want to put up a sign there, and it can't be very big because it's a French Quarter, and it has to be 9 feet off the ground because that's their limit, because they figure at 2 a.m. when people have nothing to do, they don't want them going down the street batting all the signs, so they're just out of reach. So you've got all these regulations. Your sign's only going to be about this big. Do you really want your sign to be black with little tiny thin white letters on it? No, it's too dark. People won't see it. So sometimes, you know, oh, but that's been our thing. We like our black background with our white letters. And I stand them up, one black one and one white one, and say, they have to see the sign before they can read it. And they won't see the black one. So could we just reverse the colors and make it white background with black, even though that's not, or make another bright color, something to draw their attention to the sign. So there are all these times when people have an idea that's not really in their best interest, and because we're taking responsibility for their visual image working for them and bringing people into their store, we have to pay attention to that.